Hey, have you seen my boots? I can't find my boots.
Come on, Jay. The daylight is fading.
Hey! Hold on a second. I can't find my boots. I can't find my walking boots. Damn it! Walking boots. Am I supposed to go out in this weather? I'm in fucking walking boots? Fuck! Ow! I can't find my boots! I can't find my... where are my walking boots? Shit! Fuck! Who the fuck... Okay, who the fuck of you motherfuckers keeps moving my boots? I'm on to you. Who f- is moving my f-ing boots? F- hey, have you seen my boots? My walking boots? I can't find my boots.
They're here in the porch, where you always leave them, you dummy.
No!
What a dum-dum. Alright, one second.
Come on, it's getting dark, and I want to frolic outside.
Okay. Let me just put my boots on, do one final check, and then we can bounce.
Finally.
Maddie, can you do my laces again?
Of course, Jay. It's a skill that can take many years to perfect, so don't worry about it. Let's go over the checklist while I tie your boot laces.
Thanks. Okay, so item number one, two pairs walking boots.
Check.
Item two, two times fleece jackets.
Check.
And okay, let's see. Two times beanie hats, yeah.
Check.
Two times scarves.
Check.
Four times mittens.
Check.
Two times Swiss Army knives.
Check.
Six times high protein carb killer peanut energy bar.
Check.
Two times pumpkin spice soy lattes to go.
Seriously?
Yeah. The flavor really enhances the winter vibes.
Winter vibes?
Yeah, winter vibes. It's that special feeling. It's like a combination of, I don't know, wistful nostalgia. Yeah, the year just went by. And there's this like wonder of the beauty of the changing world, like fear of that cold winter, just, you know, that's ahead of us. Am I speaking English? What is going on right now? Can you hear me? You know, the smell of cinnamon. Fuck, I don't know, man. It's just my fave time of the year, I guess.
Me too. Although I love summer too.
Damn right you do.
High five.
Awesome. Wait, so what the hell are we waiting for right now? Let's fucking bounce. See you later, alligator.
Alligators? Here in the winter woods of New England? Unless climate change has seriously accelerated during the Trump administration or admin, I somehow doubt it.
It's a figure of speech.
Oh, okay, I get it. Oh, wait for me, Jay.
Thank you.
So yeah, basically the word alligator rhymes with the phrase "see you later." Like, wait, you don't know this? Yeah, see you later.
Alligator. Right. Okay. Got it. Got it.
Yeah. No, it's actually a meme that I made up at grade school. It was like a viral phenomenon before anyone had heard of the internet at that point.
Oh, cool. I actually did a kind of similar thing at my school. I invented the word wuss. It's a portmanteau of the words weak and another vulgar word that can mean, in some contexts, feeble or puny.
You mean
Yes, Jay, but please don't say that word. It's just offensive and demeaning. But back in the 90s, a less enlightened era, these kinds of words were commonplace. For example, take the TV show Friends.
Friends, yeah, or Coffee Friends, give it the official title. The adventures of, what was it, six extremely white, vaguely homophobic New Yorkers who just never seem to mix with anyone outside their small friendship group. Or set foot outside their local coffee shop whilst living in the most exciting metropolis in the world. Could it be any more unenlightened?
Possibly. I guess if it were set in 1930s Germany or during slavery times.
No, Maddie. I was paraphrasing one of the Coffee Friends characters, Chandler Bing.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, Chandler Bing. Yes, I know the character. Tall, sweaty, sarcastic, neurotic. Catchphrase: "Could I be such and such?"
Yes. Then there was Joe or Joey Tribbiani.
Yes, Tribbiani. Medium height. Well-built physique, confident, low intelligence, predatory to females. Catchphrase, "How are you doing?"
Yeah, and there's Ross Geller, portrayed by the actor David Schwimmer.
Ross, tall, angry, jealous, divorced. Catchphrase, "We were on a break, a relationship break."
Yes. Ross Geller was portrayed by David Schwimmer. Of course, the ensemble cast of Friends are long dead now, I assume, so it's unfair to judge them on the values of the current day. At the time, it was a much-loved TV sitcom, though. Some of the highest Nielsen ratings of the era. So I say we raise a glass of pumpkin spice to...
The 90s!
To the 90s. The decade of... frankly, embarrassing fashion choices.
At least they didn't have skinny jeans or hipster sleeve tattoos back then.
Ugh, don't remind me. Hipster sleeve tattoos look like shit. Don't these freaks realize that when they hit 60, they're carefully inked representations of, what, like a Hawaiian hula dancer or Charles Rennie Macintosh design motif? They're gonna sag badly on their wrinkled skin and look utterly ridiculous.
You're right again, Jay. I simply cannot argue with that. As for me myself, I prefer practical clothing for the situation one finds oneself in. For example, take shoes. The common shoes. For this cold, damp, autumnal walk in the woods, should I wear... I don't know. Should I wear Crocs? No. I should wear sturdy, leather, waterproof walking boots. It just comes down to sensible, practical clothing choices. Simple as that.
Word. Hey, check this out. Should I wear ripped, skinny-ass denim jeans that stop above the ankle, or...
No, not skinny jeans again.
Or sensible, oversized, thick, brown corduroy trouser pants tucked into chunky, green, woolen walking socks.
Corduroys for sure. You look pretty snazzy, actually, Jay. Sensible, but snazzy. And I love your sweater.
Oh, thank you. I actually inherited it from my grandfather. It's a Scottish Fair Isle pullover. Have you heard of this? It's kind of neat. It's made of this coarse brown ram's wool. It's surreal to say out loud, but yeah, it's a few sizes too large for me, but if I just simply tuck it into my underpants and trousers and... Voila! Yeah, it fits fine.
Whoa, Justin Bieber over here. You look absolutely fire, Jay.
I thank you, thank you.
So, where are we headed? There's about 10 minutes of daylight left, and we don't want to run into any nocturnal predators after dark. You know, wolves or nighthawks, for example.
Well, yeah, no, I planned a route using my grandfather's old ordnance survey map. Yeah, if we follow this path, let's see, we should skirt around this lake known as the Corpse Pond, and go through Witch's Wood, the Raven's Ridge, Babadook's Barn, Hereditary Hole, and finally we end up at Collywaddle Cottage. There we should meet our guest for the episode, John Daly.
John Daly should be a pretty great podcast guest, but those geographical features sound pretty spooky, Jay. Did you say the... Witches? Wood?
Maddie, come on. There's no reason to stutter the word wood. If the names of these geological features freak you out, I suggest you try this one trick, okay? That my grandfather conceived for when one finds oneself in a spooky situation. Ghouls hate it.
I'm all ears.
Excuse me?
It's an expression. Wait, are you literally asking if I'm literally made of literally just human ears?
Yeah. You said, I'm all ears. What else do you mean? I hear that, and in my mind's mind, I'm like, okay, this guy's just told me that he's made of ears, and I'm just meant to act totally chill, like... Oh, that's a normal thing. Yeah, a boy made of ears. Okay, what? Like, totally normal situation. You see where I'm coming from right now, right?
I guess. It's just, I don't know, I thought we kind of got past this kind of misunderstanding. I'd like to remind you of the alligator debacle from earlier on.
Aha, touché.
Oui, oui, monsieur.
Okay, now up close and personal becomes how to learn French with Jay and Matthew. Our listeners must be rubbing their eyes right now, like checking their subscription settings to see if they accidentally, got drunk and changed the podcast app RSS feed specifications.
Oh my God. Okay, please don't turn off, listeners. Regular service will resume immediately. After I eat this piece of French cheese.
Oh my God, wait, French cheese? Is that what you just said?
Ooh la la, this is such a bon fromage. whatever.
Hey, dear. Give me a piece of French cheese. Oh, me. Oh, my. Okay. So, okay.
Right.
Like I was saying, if you want to calm yourself and stop from getting spooked, just recite this rhyme my grandpapa taught me, okay? Hamayaya, 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 hamayaya.
Okay, let me try. Correct me if I'm wrong. Hamayaya, 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 hamayaya.
Yes, that's it. Just keep going. Go.
Hamayaya, 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 hamayaya. Whoa, hey, this is working. I feel way less spooked. Hamayaya, hamayaya. Hamayaya, hamayaya.
Yeah, you got this.
Hamayaya, 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 hamayaya.
Boo!
Ah!
Hey, Jay and Matthew, relax. It's just me, John Daly.
Whoa, that was an intense entrance.
Yeah, did you jump down from that tree? That's pretty high.
Yeah.
Dude, that's like 25 feet up. How long have you been up there?
Like a couple hours. Yeah, like 4 hours. Good joke, though, right? Scared you, hey?
Yeah, you kind of did.
Yeah, especially that crazy-ass noise. How did you do that?
Wait, what noise? This noise?
No, the other noise. It had more vowels in it?
Yeah, it was more of a rounded, kind of mellow sound.
Oh, you mean boo. Boo. Boo.
Whoa, cool.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool noise. I actually came up with it when I was at high school. It was one of my first forays into acting. I was playing the part of a Christmas ghost in our school production of Scrooged. Opening night, there I was on stage. My big moment. And, well, it just came out. Boo! The audience went wild.
That's pretty shocking, actually.
Scared the shit out of me.
Yeah, reactions were intense, but I guess that's what happens when one invents something totally new and fresh and sick.
We hear you, believe me.
So you guys ready to record this podcast? Up front and private, is it?
It's actually called Up Close and Personal.
Yeah, and we're actually already recording. See, I normally set up my digital recording device before the interview starts. It's actually a technique I first heard when Marin interviewed President Barack Obama, actually, on What the Fuck podcast. Little kind of peek behind the curtain before they get down to it in the garage.
Yeah, it's a really interesting part of What the Fuck podcast, actually. You get to hear all the cool behind-the-scenes stuff. You know, the routes that people drive to get to Marin's house, what they eat for breakfast, mic adjustments, people asking, are we recording yet? et cetera, you know.
Guys, no need to explain. I've actually been on the What the Fuck podcast before, so I know all about this particular little trick. So
you do?
Yes, I was on What the Fuck episode 134, released December 23rd, 2010, exactly 10 years ago. So this podcast is sort of an unofficial anniversary or sequel to that, if you think about it.
We know. Why do you think we planned it this way?
Happy What the Fuck 10-year anniversary, John Daly.
Oh my God! What the fuck? Thanks so much, guys. This is unbelievable. So, are we recording yet?
You guys okay for water? Coffee?
Well, yeah, sure. Do you have any blonde roast?
Sure, blonde roast. Maddie?
Just water for me.
Okay.
Hey, Maddie, you want to check your levels?
2-2-1-2-2-2
Right, yeah, it's good. Are you ready?
All good, yeah.
Okay, one blonde roast coffee, and there's one water. So we're good?
We're good. How the hell you doing, man?
I'm good, man. Yeah, kind of nervous. Up close and personal. Sounds slightly, I want to say, invasive. I mean...
It can be as invasive as you want, man. I mean, we cover a wide range of topics, from death and sex to TV and alternative comedy. So, yeah, whatever you're comfortable with.
Yeah, for example, on the last few episodes, Tim Heidecker discussed his drug use in a pretty open and honest way. Some people found it a bit uncomfortable to listen to, sure, but that moment was actually one of the highlights of the episodes.
Well, okay. I don't want to screw up any future career opportunities by saying something too extreme or by being too real, you know? But at the same time, fuck it. If you can't deal with the real me, then at this point, I don't care. Deal with it.
Right on. Let's do it. Let's get real.
Yes. Time to get UCAP with JD.
Awesome.
Well, let's take a deep dive into the mind of John Daly. In oral history, if you will, okay? So, start with one of your characters. Hope you don't mind. Sappity Tappity. What's the deal with that guy? A drunk, English, rollerblading, pine tree? Like, what's the deal with it?
Great question. Well, Sappity is a character that first appeared on episode 105 of the podcast Comedy Bang Bang.
Oh, I know CBB. Comedy Bang Bang. Formerly Comedy Death Ray Radio, is a weekly comedy audio podcast which originally began airing as a radio show on May 1st, 2009. It is hosted by writer and comedian Scott Aukerman, best known for his work on the 1990s HBO sketch comedy program Mr. Show with Bob and David, creating and hosting the Comedy Bang Bang TV series, as well as for co-founding the weekly Comedy Death Ray stage show at the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater, or UCB, in Hollywood. Comedy Death Ray Radio was formerly broadcast from Southern California's Indie 103 studios, but since the summer of 2010, it's pretty much been broadcast as part of the Earwolf Comedy Podcasting Network, being recorded in studios owned by the company, you know. Many notable people in the world of comedy, music, television, and film have appeared in the podcast, including Paul F. Tompkins, Lauren Lapkus, Jason Matsoukas, Paul Scheer, John Hodgman, Weird Al, in quotes, Yankovic, Amy Mann, John Hamm, Aziz Ansari, Adam Scott, Patton, Seth Rogen, Thomas Lennon, Zach Galifianakis, Ben Stiller, David Cross, Bob Odenkirk, John Daly, St. Vincent, Thomas Middleditch, Ben Schwartz, Sarah Silverman, Amy Poehler, James Adomian, Harris Whittles, Michael Cera, Tim Heidecker, Nick Kroll, Lyndon Wainwright III, Matt Besser, Kevin Nealon, and Andy Daly. Comedy Bang Bang was also a television series on IFC hosted by Scott Aukerman and featuring in different seasons bandleaders Weird Al, in quotes, Yankovic, Reggie Watts, and Kid Cudi.
That's right. So the way CBB works is that it's based on character comedy improvisation.
Improvisation. So, like, no scripts?
Exactly. That's how the podcast works. It's all totally invented on the spot, live in the studio.
Whoa.
Yeah, so on a typical episode, Aukerman, the host, will do, say, 10 minutes of introductory dialogue, again, all improvised, and then he'll introduce the first guest. I'm saying guest in inverted commas, as these guests are actually improvised comedy characters.
Right, yeah.
So the way it works is that Aukerman will set up the intro like, knock, knock, there's somebody at the door, who can it be? It looks like a drunk English pine tree, and then I'll come and... like, yes, and my name is Sappity Tappity. You see?
Right. Okay. Yeah.
The number one rule, the most important thing to do is to say these words. Yes, and then follow on from there.
Okay. Wait. Yes, and then follow on from there. Got it.
Yeah. So do you two want to try some character comedy improv out, or is that not what you do on this podcast? Do you want to do something else? Do you want to try some character comedy improv?
Can we?
Sure. Yeah. So, okay. So I'll be host Scott Aukerman and you two are the guests. I'm using inverted commas again when I say guests.
Okay. Guests. I get it.
So remember, come up with a unique, interesting character and just go with it.
All right. Okay. I'm psyched for this. Let's go.
It's the same here. I'm pumped.
Cool. Great. All right. Knock, knock, knock. There's somebody at the door. Who could it be?
Well, hello. I'm Jay.
Fuck. Damn it. Fuck. This is too hard, John.
Wait, let me try. Knock, knock. Oh, hello. It's me. My name is... Matthew, oh my god, please tune
out. Whoa. Time out, guys. I think we took it a little fast. I think you guys need to ease into it just a little bit before you speak. Just come up with a funny name that's different from your real name. Wait for my reaction and then go from there. So let's try it out, okay? Knock, knock. There's somebody at the door. Who could it be?
Aha! It is I, John! No, Jay Weingart. Now, fuck!
Keep going, keep going!
Hello there, John. I am entering the studio. I see you are recording a character-based improv comedy podcast. Well, I am a comedy character, but not named Matthew.
Great. Pleased to meet you. Is this your friend?
Yes. And...
Perfect.
And my, I am friends with him.
Well, what do you guys do for a living? Are you engaged in any kind of interesting activities in your day-to-day life?
Yes. We are, say, astronauts.
Yeah. I'm not really a fan of astronauts. I don't want to be astronauts. They project a conservative kind of USA first attitude that I find distasteful. Especially that piece of Gene Cernan. Last man on the moon, my ass.
Eugene Cernan is one of the greatest humans of the 20th century. Take that back.
Okay, whoa. T.O. guys, T.O. Listen, dudes, you have to learn to work together when you're improvising. You can't be bickering like this. And rule number one, never, ever, ever break character. The audience has to believe that the character you're playing is real as ball. Again, let's go back to Sapity. You think I just winged it? Nuh-uh. Remember, ST is a drunk English rollerblading pine tree, so I had to nail that accent, otherwise the audience is gonna bail. And hard! So to get that accent real good, I went full balls out. I moved in with a British family, the Teggingtons, for a year. I lived in their country cottage in Hampshire and really became part of the family. I baked scones with Mother Hetty Teggington. I helped Papa, that's Mike Teggington, around the house, mending shelves, that kind of thing. And I played cricket with their two boys, Jonathan and Gandalf, every Sunday. Yes, I really became part of the family. After a while, I started to pick up little phrases. Pass the scones, fix the shelf, hit the bowl. You know, cute little Britishisms. And before you knew it, I had pretty much gone native. British native, that is.
Cool. So you use that experience to play the tree?
Sure. Jay, it really helped. Especially as the tree had a British accent at the time and still does. Still holds the British accent.
Right. Yeah, that all makes sense. So you applied all the things you learned to that specific challenge.
Exactly. The words and the way of speaking that I'd picked up, in England, I also use for the tree guy character. So now you know.
Sweet. So, did you apply any of this knowledge for other acting roles you've done, John? Like, say what you were in.
For sure. My character had an American accent, so I was like, okay, don't use the British accent for this one.
Hold on. You were in.
Sure was.
I totally stand for that show. Tell me, John, is the same in real life as he is on screen?
Great question, Matthew. I mean, we all wish we could act like in real life, right? Really tell people what we think of them, call people out, question all of society's pointless little traditions. Well, guess what? He is. He's exactly like that in real life.
Yes.
You step out of line, you're going to get it from both barrels.
Awesome.
Oh, hey, you got a problem with something? Get to the back of the line.
Whoa.
You miss your mark, you forget your line. Boy, you're about to know about it.
Legendary.
Seriously, this guy's a genius. It just his genius lies in pointing a mirror at ourselves.
Whoa.
And sometimes that mirror, well, fellas, mirrors can break, get smashed, cracked, spunked to fuck, rusted to buggery, you name it. And then what happens? There's only one cure. It's right. Laughter.
Laughter really is the best medicine.
And medicine is stored in a medicine cabinet.
And what do medicine cabinets have in the front of them?
Mirrors.
Fuck.
Mind blown. I'm learning so much about comedy right now.
Me too, dude. This seems like a good time to stop the regular podcast, actually. Let's move over to the exclusive Patreon section now. That way, our patrons get to hear the rest of this comedy masterclass as a reward for subscribing.
Okay, great idea, Jay. All right, let's say goodbye to the regular listeners. John, we usually finish our apps with a, like, peace, y'all. You good with that?
Yeah, I'm down.
Okay, fist bump?
Totes.
Tight. Okay, so see y'all patrons on the flip side for more exclusive shit with JD.
Peace, y'all! Welcome to the exclusive Patreon section, y'all. Thanks for subscribing. Make sure you make the most of your subscription by engaging in all the perks we offer. If you subscribe to our lower tier, you'll already know about our extended episodes.
Hi!
Yes, hi. If you're hearing this, then of course you know about extended apps. But there's also the up-close and personal Discord server, so head on over there to chat with the whole UCAP team. Myself and Jay, as well as our producers, Eckhart and Sven.
Matthew and I are normally in the Discord room from mid-morning until, what is it, wee small hours. So head on over there and drop us a message.
And if you're in the middle tier, you'd have recently experienced our first ever pasta night. It was a great success.
Sure was. Jake Maddie cooked a pasta dish using the list ingredients.
Some of patrons joining us included list of patrons, and they all agreed it was a good time.
That does sound good. I love pasta dish. Hey, where do I sign up to this Patreon service?
You got it, John. Just head on over to www.patreon.com/thosetimelesscreatives and you're good to go.
Awesome, I'll do that now. Okay, I signed up. I paid for the higher tier, which includes not only the extended episodes and monthly pasta parties, but also private Zoom meetings with yourselves.
Epic choice.
Fuck. Guys, I left my digital recording device on during this entire segment, actually. So non-patrons get to hear some of this exclusive section without paying a penny.
Bastards!
Quick, stop the recording device.
All right. Sorry, guys. End of the line for the non-patrons. And no peace, y'all, this time, okay? Just get the hell out of here.
Get!
Shoot! Shoot! Get the fuck out of here, you pieces of shit!